Those are all some good things to be thankful for. What are you thankful for? I'm reading here a couple of things in the chat. Thankful for our worship team. I see one from Kayla, thankful for Taco Bell. That's something to be thankful for our family, good health, Ollie, a dog. Thankful for sunshine. Linda says dad is thankful for Caitlin and Ben. It's mother-in-law, Linda Baird. Thanks. Appreciate that. A lot of things that we are thankful for, and I'm sure if I asked the six of us that are in here, we could come up with things that we're thankful for as well. This question, what are you thankful for? This is one that I asked earlier. I asked our friends this week, the four people that we just interviewed, but I got to admit, I think that when I asked that question, I'm not sure how I would have answered. I mean, I might have put a question mark. There we go. Question mark right there at the middle. Thankful? I don't know. Cards on the table, this has not been a particularly pleasant week in the Friesen household. It's been a tougher week. Caitlin got a new medication. It did not work well. She experienced some nasty side effects. And even when we stopped it on Wednesday, she continued to experience side effects pretty much all week long. Things were just difficult, but it was more than that. It's the feeling of being off. I was off. Maybe you've experienced something like that. I'm guessing that language of just feeling off is it's familiar to us, right? We know what being off is. It's being more snappy than usual, or maybe it's being tired and there's that one more thing that comes down and you know it's got to get done, but you're like, one more thing. Why is this going on? And then there's the impending, sometimes it feels like the impending doom of COVID that is just ever present in this season. Storm Up Vale is, at least last I saw, at capacity. For the sake of our community, church family, make wise decisions for our community's sake, so that we can be participants in a good and a healthy Topeka. I want to confess that I've gotten into the habit of what's called doom scrolling. Have you heard of this, doom scrolling? A couple of people have heard of this. I'm sure if you're online, you might have heard of this. But doom scrolling is when you're constantly looking at your device and you're hitting refresh. You're going down your news feed or you're hitting the refresh button on a news website to see what next piece of information is going to happen. And for me, it's 4:30 most afternoons when I sit on the county health department website waiting for the new COVID stats. And just that combination, I just feel like I've had an off week. I trust I'm not the only person in our congregation that has experienced that sensation of feeling off and maybe not feeling particularly thankful. But it feels especially jarring when you're moving into a season that is entirely based around being thankful. There's a dichotomy, there's a dissonance there when you're not feeling that way, but you're moving into a season where you're reminded to be thankful. And maybe you've experienced that before. Maybe you're experiencing that right now in this season. Or you might be very thankful. This even just talk of not being grateful seems at odds with who you are and with how you are feeling right now. Wherever you're at, we want to talk about being thankful today because we have wonderful and amazing things to be thankful for. I want to acknowledge it might not feel like this is the year for it. It has been a rough year, and it might not feel like there are things worth being thankful for. I mean, We all kind of know what's going on in our various spheres of influence in our town, with family, friends. And it might make us just feel isolated, depressed, even lonely. You might be living with other people. You might be living with several other people, and you can still be feeling lonely. Lonely enough that you're going to grab a volleyball and you're going to paint a smiley face on it and you're going to call it Wilfred for copyright reasons. Yeah. I got laughs from all of the people in the room here. If you didn't get that joke, please talk to your parents or take a film as literature class, something like that. I don't know. Castaway, great movie. But in the middle of all of the trials of this year, we can still be thankful. Because thankfulness is not just born out of a response to what is going on. That can be part of it, but thankfulness in and of itself is not just a response to stimuli. Responding to stimuli, that is a characteristic of being alive. Right? We want to be responsive to what is happening in our community, but if that's the only thing, if we only respond to what is happening outside of us, I think there are significant limits to that too. I mean, that's a characteristic of all life. Animals do that. Squirrels. Have you ever charged at a squirrel just with a stick in your hand, yelling at it loudly? I have done that multiple times in this season. And sure, cartoon squirrels look all cute and nice, but they, when they get charged, when you run after them, they scurry up their tree and they snicker back at you with their little squirrel chitter. But they respond. There is a response. They respond to stimuli. Somebody charging at them with a stick. I need to get out my water cannon again. We'll see what goes on there this winter. But if we only respond to what is happening, animals do that. And we know as Christians we are far, far more than an animal. We know there is something better. Even if you don't believe in God, in the supernatural, we know there is a difference, and we know that just responding to what is happening outside of us, it's not the best way to live. I think that's where thankfulness comes in. Because thankfulness is not just responding to whatever is happening in our lives. Thankfulness is a recognition that life itself, being here, that life is a gift that we get. Your life is a gift. And you didn't have to be alive, but you are, and praise God that you are. Praise God that you're alive and that you're here. I've seen memes going around the internet. There's one meme that was going around. I couldn't find it for this morning. I was a little bit sad, but it says something to the effect of, there is clear evidence that the universe hates you because you could have been alive at any point in history and the universe chose for you to be alive in 2020. I gotta say baloney. Am I allowed to use stronger language than baloney? Am I? John shrugs his shoulders. I won't try that today. But baloney, or whatever stronger language you might want to insert there, that's garbage. This is one of the great weaknesses of not believing in the divine and not believing in God. Because if you don't believe in God, then you know, maybe it's all bad, and maybe you're just randomly at this point in history, and then it all stinks. I think that's a very limited view of history, and a limited view of right now, quite frankly, too. But we as Christians, we are called to have a different perspective than that. We know there is something else there, because it's not just about me. That meme talks about, you know, how bad it is for me. It's a very me-focused idea, but we know as Christians that God invites us to connect to God, to others, and to our mission, our purpose in this world. And so I want to take a second. We're going to look at a psalm, Psalm 96, the first four verses. If you want to flip there in your Bibles, you'd be welcome. I'll put it up on the screen here. But Psalm 96 has some good news for us. Psalm 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nation. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. I want to read verse 2 again. It just, every time I've read this, it gets to me. I'm going to read verse 2 again. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day, proclaim the good news that he saves. Our God is a saving God. That's his character. That's who he is. And even if you're not sure about God or what that means, that he is a God that saves, our God created the world. God gave us the chance to live the lives that we're living right now. We are only here because of who God is and what God has done. And so our right response is give thanks. I sat down this morning and spent a little bit of time with God to ask God what he would reveal to me, what I should be thankful for, what gifts I've been given. And I just want to share a couple of those with you. If you've got more, please feel free to put them down in the comments. I see a couple. Lily is thankful for electronics, friends, family, school, definitely not Zoom. Not thankful for Zoom. Lily, I get that. I hear you. Many of us have spent too many hours there. But we can be thankful for technology. Pastor Susan, I'm thankful for every moment of every day. I consider them all a gift. Julie Waddle, so many things. My family, friends, church family, job, and being able to work at home, and to a God that listens and answers prayer. Those are good and wonderful. Be thankful. Here are a couple of the things that, as I was praying, as I was connecting with God this morning, here are a couple of things that stood out to me. Breath. Being able to breathe in a world that is struggling sometimes to breathe, especially with the pandemic going around. Every breath we take is something we can be thankful for. I'm thankful for care. The care, the love and care of people that care for each of us. People care for you. I hope you feel that. I trust that you do. But people care for you. I felt that this week. People watching now, I have felt people's care this week. On a week where I have felt off, I have felt people's care. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for love. The deep and abiding partnership that transcends mere romantic interest, but moves into a life fully lived together, even living through the hard and tough seasons. Caitlin, dear, I'm talking about you. I am thankful for you this morning. Thank you for continuing to partner with me. I'm thankful for who God is. I'm going to say a few words in this next minute. I'm going to talk about a couple of attributes of God, things about God that I am thankful for, things that they're who God is. God is these things. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is just to take a prayerful moment to just sit. You can close your eyes if you want to. If you want to, hold out your hands and with your palms up, just receive these words. Be reminded. Be thankful for these things. But I'm just going to list a couple of things that our God is and we can be thankful for. That the God we serve, that He embodies these things. He's the source of these characteristics. God is grace. Forgiveness. Even and especially when we don't deserve it. God is mercy. He didn't have to be merciful, but God is. God gives us mercy. Peace. That God is a peaceful God. That we rebelled against God, but God is pursuing peace with us. And that's one of the many reasons we have found out about Jesus. That God is a God of justice. That God sees what is going on in our world. That God takes the side of people who are being hurt. That God stands for what is good and what is right. Hope. Hope that there is a time coming when things will be the way that they should be. That time is coming. We look forward to that time as the time when the kingdom of heaven breaks through, when Jesus comes back. But that hope that things will be as they should be. Our God is a God of hope. And love. God is love. The reason we know how to love is because of God. Because that's the kind of love God has for us. The kind of love that loves regardless of what our response is. Our God is love. And I think the right response, the appropriate response to all of who God is, that's thankfulness. We can be thankful. Now, I'm not saying we need to be thankful of COVID-19 or isolation or whatever else has come already or may be coming in the next few weeks. What I am saying is that our response in times of trial is thankfulness. That even in these difficult seasons, we are alive and we are connected to a God who is the source of goodness, of all these good things. So we are thankful. We are grateful to God. Even in dark times, I got reminded this week, and I'm not sure exactly why, I got reminded of the Grinch That Stole Christmas. Not the Jim Carrey version, the one that was back in 1966, I think I learned it, the cartoon version, Dr. Seuss. I know it's not the Christmas season, forgive me. Well, for those of you who want to wait and give Christmas December, but not get there too soon. Sorry about this. We're going to go there for just a second. But Caitlin's going to put the link to a YouTube clip. It's got the end of the movie. She's going to put that in the chat. But if you haven't seen the movie, read the book, anything like that, I'm going to spoil it here for you a little bit. The Grinch doesn't like Christmas. And so he goes down to Whoville, this city that he's by, and he steals all the presents from the Whos of Whoville. And he gets up and he expects them to cry. He's stolen all of their gifts and he thinks he's gonna steal their joy. He's gonna steal their gratitude. He expects them to cry and be sad, and instead they gather around and they sing on Christmas Day anyways. Friends, I think that is showing light in a dark world, in a world that can easily mix us up, that encourages us to be angry and outraged, a world that focuses on me and not what is good for our world in general. Our response can be thankfulness, that even in this dark and difficult year, we can choose to respond with thankfulness anyways, because that is the Jesus way. Regardless of what circumstances have led you here, regardless of what circumstances you are entering into, we can still choose to be thankful, because God is worth our worship, and not even this year of 2020 can take away that. The way of following Jesus is the way of gratitude, being thankful. And if you don't know where to start this season, just start thanking God for your life, for your faith, for the purpose that you have. Your thankfulness and gracious character. Being thankful is a stand against the powers and principalities of this world. It is not how the world usually works, but being thankful is your way to stand up and stand against the powers and principalities. It is a signal to them that Christ's followers will not be overcome. And it is a beacon of hope to a world in desperate need of it. So be grateful this Thanksgiving. Celebrate wisely. Reflect on your life. And be thankful. Let's pray. God, we declared today that you are good. In the songs that we sang, we declared our reasons for why we are thankful to you. And God, we are. Help us be thankful to you. Even in our off moments, even in seasons where we feel off, help us be thankful. Help us be grateful. We know you are good. You're full of grace, mercy, peace, justice, love. God, we're thankful to you. Help our lives be filled with thankfulness. Help us be a gracious and thankful people so that the world will see you because of us. And that they will know that you are a God that saves. We pray this all in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Church family, be thankful this week. Take care. Go in peace.